This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
.642 Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine, impact every day, Central DuPage Hospital, Northwestern, and about 47,000 hospitals now that you have responsibility for. It's very busy life for you, Dr. Most.
Just a couple under 47,000, but yeah, that's true. We're busy. It's good to be busy.
It is good to be busy. I'm glad you chose this topic to bring up to the listeners today, because everybody's taking some kind of supplement, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, when we talk about supplements, we go all the way from power drinks to power bars to vitamins to everything. So, yeah, a lot of people are taking supplements, and kind of some strong messages out there to make sure that that they take them safely.
Now, the FDA doesn't oversee any of these, or they only oversee a few?
No, they really don't oversee any of them. And so when you look at actually look for the statement that's on the box of almost all of these, it says, "These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease." You know, the FDA says you must put that statement on because they haven't gone through the vigorous research that medications go through, where there's been blinded studies, clinical trials to make sure that the dosing is proper. So a lot of these, if you look at them, boy, you could take vitamin D at 1,000 international units, or do you take it at 400 international units? There's two bottles sitting right next to each other that say the same thing as far as the daily dose.
So how do you know what to do?
You really don't. So it's really important that you talk to your doctor about taking any of them. I'm not going to say that they're worthless for the most part, but many of them you don't need. If you have a good balanced diet, the chance that you need a multivitamin every day is pretty slim.
Let's
take a multivitamin every day.
Well, there you go. Let's go to that, because Andre had a good question 10 minutes ago. We were talking about this related to vitamins.
Doc, I take a multivitamin every day, but then my doctor says, well, you should be taking vitamin B or D in addition. So I'll usually
In
addition to my multivitamin. Is that too much, or is the multivitamin enough?
So you really need to look and see what's in the multivitamin you take. We say the words multivitamin, we go, oh, that must mean that everyone is the same, when in fact, every single one is different. So looking to see what vitamins are in there is very important. One thing your doctor did say about vitamin D, and that's one that I'm very big on, that's a vitamin I think we all should take. The vast majority of the other vitamins we get through our regular diet, where vitamin D is rarely found out there in our diet, unless you eat fatty fish like salmon or mackerel or something like that, and you're a big milk drinker, because many of us slow down our drinking of milk as we age,
right?
And if we're not eating fatty fish, then we really don't get a lot or enough vitamin D.
And vitamin D is calcium, and what else?
Well, vitamin D helps us absorb calcium. That's what it does. That's why we need it, because it's going to keep our bones strong, our teeth strong. So vitamin D is really important, especially as we age, because the chance from osteoporosis goes up dramatically as the body reabsorbs calcium out of the bones and our bones get weaker. So taking that vitamin D is really very, very key. And, you know, in the 1930s, we had a lot of kids with poor bone development because of the lack of vitamin D. So the federal government said, we're going to fortify all the milk with vitamin D. So now when you get milk, it's like it's got vitamin D added to it. But don't think that because you're taking cottage cheese or you're taking ice cream or you're taking whatever else comes from dairy products, those do not have the fortification with the vitamin D. So that's one that I say taking a vitamin D supplement, about 600 international units for an adult, is very key.
Now, if you are looking at the back of your multivitamin bottle, is there any that have that high number of vitamin D?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they do?
Absolutely. Many of them are going to have that. You know, you say 600 units, boy, it must be huge. No. This still does not add a lot of volume to the pill at all by any means, so you can easily get that in a multivitamin.
All right, let me run through quickly a few of these other vitamins, and we'll take the break for traffic. CoQ10 is for what?
CoQ10 is an antioxidant. So we know that oxidation and free radicals damage cells and can cause skin breakdown, can cause cell breakdown, and can unfortunately, they think that it's a major cause of cancer, that it can change that. So CoQ10 is an antioxidant which helps reverse some of that. There really hasn't been many studies or any studies that have shown that the claim that it's going to reverse cancer or slow cancer has been made, but they take the chemical, they say this is what it can do in your body, therefore if what happens in your body is bad, this can correct it. So it's a great leap, but a lot of people feel that it's, and it's got a lot of hype, but a lot of people feel that it's going to help them protect them from cancer.
Kind of the same as glucosamine and chondroitin then, right? As far as what we hope it does, but we don't know if it does?
Exactly. Glucosamine and chondroitin are two chemicals that are found in cartilage. So we say, gosh, as we age and our bones and our joints get less and less strong and that cartilage gets worn down, if we take a chemical that's in the cartilage, maybe we can rejuvenate the cartilage. Glucosamine and chondroitin studies kind of varied. Some studies have shown that they're very helpful with people who have moderate to severe pain. Others have shown that Tylenol is going to do just as good as glucosamine and chondroitin.
What about B-complex?
That's the interesting thing, you know, that Andrea said that. So B-complex, when we think about it, say, well, what's a B-complex? A B-complex is made up of 8 different B vitamins. Many of them you have, and many of them are included in your multivitamins. So check that. If you're taking a multivitamin, it may have all the B-complex vitamins in it, and you may not need that. One that's in there that's very important, especially for women of childbearing age, is one called folic acid. And that's one that all women should be on. It's a very important vitamin for women. And then the other ones are thiacin and riboflavin and niacin. Those are all the B-complex ones. We know that they help us convert food into energy, and therefore we think, boy, if taking a B-complex is going to give me, you know, a lot more energy during the day. Not a lot of studies that show that occurs.
Give me 30 seconds on magnesium and lutein.
Okay, so lutein, I think, is one.
It's for your eyes or your hair?
It's for your eyes, exactly. Thought to be an eye vitamin.
Oh, I thought it was hair.
It's another one that I recommend. I take it it's every day, actually. This is one that has been shown. Ophthalmologists have done the studies to show that this will protect you from macular degeneration and the development of cataracts. So this is a chemical that we really can't get too much in our diet, except it's high in kale. So Dave Ennett does not probably need this, but not a lot of people eating kale out there. So that's one that I think is important.
But if Dave's drinking a lot and his vision is blurred, the lutein would help.
Yes.
What about magnesium?
Magnesium, it's an anti-inflammatory. You know, some people think that it's really going to help people with high blood pressure. However, you know, we get enough of it in our diet that you really don't need it as a supplement. And again, the studies there have been shown to be a little iffy at best.
Coming back, want to talk about energy drinks and power bars and probiotics and ginkgo biloba and Lair and Mo and Curly and Peter and Cindy and Bobby and everybody.
Can we ask about fish oil, too?
No, absolutely not. Okay. It's time now for your traffic update. Here he is one more time, Adam.
He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Most right now.
Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day. And we thank Northwestern Medicine for allowing you to ruin your reputation weekly on this show. We're talking about vitamins and we're talking about supplements, and everybody wants to know if their probiotic is a good idea.
Well, should we do Dave's fish oil first, or you want to do probiotics?
No, I think probiotics.
Okay. So we always think about bacteria as being bad, right? It causes strep throat, it causes pneumonia, it causes skin infection. But in fact, there is some bacteria that's actually very good. We need this bacteria actually in our intestines and our gut to help us digest food. And that's what probiotics are. So when you're taking a probiotic, you're actually taking a bacteria. And these things, bacteria produce enzymes that help us digest food. And for people who have irritable bowel or people who have bowel problems, probiotics are probably a very good idea. It's nothing that you need if you feel fine and you don't have any problems there. It's not that you need to take that as a supplement. But people with irritable bowel disease, it's probably something that they should at least try, and it's very safe to try.
From the 847, what about omega-3 supplements? Is that Dave's question?
That's Dave's question, right. So, you know what, that's probably one of the best marketing, I don't want to say ploys, that it's ever happened. So this goes back to the 1970s. And in the 70s, we found that people that lived in Greenland, actually, is where the study came, had a very low incidence of heart disease. So they assumed it was because of the intake of fish that they took and the fish oils that they took. Since then, we've really found by doing great studies, I mean, some huge studies. There was one done in the 90s with like 12,000 people, if I'm not mistaken, that have shown that it really doesn't have an impact here. So what happened is we've really have found other ways to treat heart disease better. That being said, there are many claims for fish oils and what else they can do besides heart disease. And again, it almost comes down to some marketing, because as they started to say, you know what, it may not have that benefit in heart disease. So now you have the people saying, well, it has mental health benefits. It has memory benefits. You know, it can help people with MS. And really, it starts to get to a point of where it's all marketing, to be honest with you. The studies really haven't shown that it's going to do any harm, but it doesn't show that there's any benefit, really.
And a couple more. Does D interfere with statins for cholesterol?
There's a lot of interactions with medications and supplements. So did you say B vitamins?
D, vitamin D.
Vitamin D. I don't believe it does. That's a good question, but I do not believe it does. Our biggest concerns with the vitamins and the supplements is not so much with the statin drugs, but it's with the blood thinners and the diabetes drugs. Those are the biggest ones where we're going to have interactions. So we definitely want to be careful there. But that's a good question that I should know the answer to.
Well, you'll find out. You'll let us know.
Yeah. Yep.
From the 847, how do I know if my vitamin has good bioavailability? Is that like when a vitamin likes a boy vitamin and a girl vitamin?
Well, it does. And
I don't know what bioavailability is.
Yeah, it's how much availability is that drug going to be after it's absorbed. In other words, you can take a whole bunch of a vitamin, but if it's really not available in the body for use, all you're going to do is pass that through your system.
Okay.
For example, the B vitamins. The B vitamins are cleared by the kidneys. So one of the things that you can take 1,000% of whatever the recommended dose for a B vitamin is, and it really isn't going to do anything because you're going to pass whatever excess is out of the body without it being used. And there's other conditions where you got to make sure that the vitamin is composed properly so that it will be absorbed.
Will calcium be one of those, Doc? Because I try and do an extra calcium maybe twice a week or so, but then you have to be careful of what the kidney stones with that?
Exactly. Yeah, kidney stones and some heart problems with calcium. But again, if you're not taking enough milk and you're not taking things with calcium in them, you know, the ice cream and cheeses and things like that, a calcium supplement for females is a great idea. And, you know, they make them in these chewables that are very easy to take. Very easy on your stomach. So that coupled with a vitamin D will keep your bones strong. I wouldn't be taking handfuls of the calcium, though. So.
Don't eat them like candy?
No.
Okay. Exactly. No. And they are. They're like little gummy bears.
You're a gummy bear. Yeah. All right, let's go through these quickly, the lightning round. Ginkgo biloba, yes or no?
You know, I'd say yes, probably. You know, it's but be careful because this is another one that can interact with blood thinners. But it has been shown to increase blood flow to the brain. So we're using it for a lot in Alzheimer's patients. So, and it's been used in Chinese medicine for years and years, or hundreds of years. So I'd say that would be one that I would say, yeah, that's probably a good one.
Power drinks and energy drinks.
I would be very careful of this, and this is actually a message to the parents out there as well whose kids are taking these. You know, these are those Monster drinks and Red Star, or Rockstar and Red Bull. Those, be very careful with them. You know, the amount of caffeine in those things can be very dangerous. You're talking about, to put it in perspective, a can of Coke has 35 milligrams of caffeine. A full can of that Rockstar has 240. That is way too much caffeine to put on the body. So you're going to see kids have palpitations. And the other probably big problem with this is people call it, you know, sleep in a can, where I can take this instead of sleeping. And that's when we start to see bad habits happen, injuries happen, and we do some pretty stupid things because sleep is much more important than fake sleep.
Fiber supplements? It's an as-needed thing, right?
Yeah, and fiber supplements is great as well. I mean, I'm a big fan of fiber. You know, it comes in soluble and insoluble, so you can take the Metamucil. That fiber does a couple things. One, it is a natural laxative, so that helps. But two, it kind of decreases the amount of sugar that's absorbed, so it slows it down, so we don't have these big high peaks and valleys with our blood sugar. So it's also one that's going to protect you a little bit from colon cancer.
It's nature's broom.
Yes.
And saw palmetto for prostate.
Hasn't really shown to be any work at all. A lot of people will take it. It might help a little bit with an enlarged prostate, but it's certainly not going to help you with prostate cancer. But again, this is one that can interact with other medications, so please check and make sure that you're not on one of those drugs before you start taking it.
And we had a bunch of listener questions. Sadly, we're not going to have time to get to all of them. But somebody said, age 51, just had a blood clot in my leg. Flew 16 hours last week. How serious is it? Well, it's very serious.
It can be very serious. So blood clots in the legs, we have deep blood clots in the legs and superficial. If this is a superficial one, that's treated totally different than the deep ones. But the deep ones, especially after a long flight, is very very important to get that checked, because you may need to be on blood thinners because you don't want that blood clot to move to your lung.
And it did in my case. It's called a pulmonary embolism. And it can kill you.
And the message there, you heard what she said. She was on a 16-hour flight. Anytime you're in an airplane for more than 3 hours, get up and move around and do exercises in the chair, because that's the biggest chance for you to get a blood clot is from sitting in a prolonged time. And we'd never do it at home. We'd always get up and move around.
And if you don't like this show, it's Doc's fault, because he saved my life.
You can blame me.
Yes. Thank you, buddy. Great information.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine Impact every day. News next.